me a coffee now. This bloke is annoying me. Give me a coffee. It's not funny. Since the last day. It's not funny. No. I'll beat you up. I will. I'll beat you up.
Well, that was live from Radio Dublin on 253 metres medium wave, 1188 kilohertz. And, well, something funny happening there. Ha ha ha. Well, they said it's the last day or something there. And we were led to believe they were staying on the air. Well, as we get details on other stations, we'll bring it to you. This station's closing down midnight tonight. Here's Level 42 and Lessons in Love. I'd like to thank you all for listening to this station over the last 10 months on this project, and for all the people who stayed with us from the early days of June 86 from Big Beat Radio. And we used to play this one a lot. I'd like to thank everybody for listening and being great sports. Lessons in Love on Central Radio 94 FM. Now, they announced the phone number in there on Radio Dublin, and it gave me an idea. If you want to know what's happening, ring them, okay? Ring them. I said ring them. Yes. That'll do for a dial tone. Radio Dublin.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Radio Dublin?
Yeah?
Hiya.
You're very low.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, no problem.
You'll have to shout.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No.
Okay. What are we going to do here? You can't hear me. Listen, I'd like to know, when is Radio Dublin going off the air?
What's that?
When are you going off the air?
When are we going off the air?
Yes.
Well, the DJs, all us presenters, we're finished tonight at 12. And then, whatever Mr. Cook has up his sleeve from there on, it's probably be tapes or anything. I mean, I don't know.
You may be going on after that, could you?
Sorry, it's a very bad line. I can't hear you.
Would you be going on after 12?
Me?
No, the radio station.
I'm not sure what he has up his sleeve, as I said. I don't know what he's doing. But I know this is my last show here in this station, so...
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Huh?
Who am I talking to?
Robbie Pryor. I do the breakfast show here every morning.
Right. And how do you feel about this?
Hold on now, hold on.
Cueing a record or something. Very bad lines, I'll have to shout into the phone so it mightn't sound too good.
Gonna twist and shout here on 105 FM.
Hello?
Such a bad... Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, no problem. You can't hear me.
It's such a bad line, it's terrible.
Okay, could you hold on a second?
Huh?
Could you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah?
Can you hear me now?
That's a bit better.
Yes. When is the station going off, did you say?
When is the station what?
Going off the air.
Well, I don't know if we are.
You don't know?
No, the last presenter finishes at 12 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, and you don't know what happens after that.
To Mr. Cook. And, oh God, he's such a nutter. But anyway, you know.
Yeah. How do you feel about the stations going off the air?
Huh?
How do you feel about the stations going off the air?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel for all the disc jockeys and everything, you know. It was pretty sad here yesterday for a lot of us. Today, it hasn't registered with me, but I'd say by 11 o'clock, when I finish, I'll probably be in tears, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's the type of job, like, this job is the type of job that's in your blood, you know?
Yeah.
really, it does affect you.
Like, Radio Dublin's been the longest going station, isn't it?
What's that?
Radio Dublin has been the longest station on the air.
Well, yeah, but that's immaterial, isn't it? I mean, it's people that work here, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, I mean, if it's 2 weeks or 22 years, it's all the same. They shouldn't have closed down the radio station, simple as that.
Okay, thanks.
You're not getting any votes off me.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to?
Brian.
Brian, what are you, a newspaper man?
No.
No?
No.
What do you do?
I listen to the radio.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
I get a load of press phoning me up here.
Yeah?
So watch what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Brian.
Bye.
Bye.
Using a false name there. Not to be detected, eh? Radio Dublin and staff calling station manager a nutter. It doesn't go down too well. But maybe he has something up his sleeve.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Celtic Soul Brothers and the Strong Devoted.